And back here in this country, emaciated gray whales have been washing up on the West Coast at a rate that's alarming scientists. At least 64 dead whales have now been found since the animals began their spring migration north to cooler waters off the coast of Alaska. John Kalambokides is a biologist and founder of Cascadia Research in Olympia, Washington. He joins us now. Hi, John.
Nice to talk to you.
Nice to speak with you. At least twice as many gray whales as usual have washed ashore in your state, dozens more in California, a few now in Alaska. What's happening?
Yes, and I think we're up to 20 in Washington state alone, and already that's the highest we've had on record since an event that occurred in 1999, 2000, and we may be on our way to exceeding those numbers from that previous event, because we're still early in the year, and typically we see peak gray whale strandings in April, May, June, and sometimes into July. So we're still early in this peak period, and it has not shown signs of abating yet.
I know you go out to some of these beaches to examine the whales once they wash up. What are you seeing? What state are they in?
Well, we get reports from all around the state. Some have been in inside waters, some in outside waters. There's typically a team that goes out, might be 6, 7, 8 people. Some of these, by the time they hit the beach, are in pretty decomposed condition, and not too much of an exam can be conducted, but we still try to respond. And if it's fresh enough, we'll actually conduct an internal exam. The most common finding that's come out of these is a lot of these animals are really malnourished, so emaciated. They'll have a visible blubber layer, but there'll be almost no oil at all, no fat left in that blubber layer.
So they're starving. Why would that be?
Yes, and part of the life cycle of gray whales is that they feed only for typically about 8 months out of the year. And then they fast for 4 months during their migration south to their breeding grounds in Mexico. Their time on the breeding grounds and their time migrating back, they're largely not feeding. So really what we're seeing now is the effect of how much food and reserve that they have from feeding last year, because we're right at the tail end of that 4 month fast. And these are animals that didn't quite have enough of a reserve to make it through that period.
And where would they have been feeding? I mean, I guess I'm just trying to understand, like, where's the problem?
Gray whales are interesting. They show quite a bit of variability, but the bulk of the population goes and feeds in Arctic waters. And they're primarily feeding on these small bottom-dwelling amphipods that live in the bottom. And gray whales have this unique adaptation of being able to feed right on the bottom, sucking up a slurry of sediment and organisms. So we think, because that's where most of the gray whales go and the main prey they feed on, that's where the issue is. And we have two things occurring. We have an increasing recovering gray whale population, so there are more and more gray whales, and we think at least this eastern portion of the population is back up to pre-whaling numbers. And most scientists, including me, think that the main thing that limits populations is the food supply.
So they may just be competing for food, but could it be also related to the fact that they're feeding in these cold Arctic waters and there are signs that sea temperatures are rising and sea ice is melting? Could that be part of the problem?
It's definitely part of the reason for our concern, because the increased number of gray whales is part of the story, but it's clearly not the only part of the story, because we've seen this huge spike in mortality. So it looks like an interaction between more gray whales and a downturn in the abundance of their prey. And because they're right at the limit of the food supply, any downturn has these much bigger consequences. Now, the question we don't know the answer to what degree is any of those changes related to the huge changes that are occurring in the Arctic ecosystem, the dramatic decrease in ice cover. Part of what limits gray whales to where they can feed is, you know, what areas are covered with ice, and it probably also interacts with how their prey grow. And we don't know the answer to that, but that's obviously one of the most important questions we'll be trying to answer.
In the San Francisco Bay Area recently, at least 3 whales have been struck by ships and they have died. So they did not die of starvation or malnutrition, but is there any link there to what's going on?
Yes, because along when these gray whales are in poor condition, what we do see is we see more and more of them showing up in unusual areas trying to feed. So these are whales that might normally be migrating up to the Arctic, but because they're running out of their reserves, are in a more desperate search for prey and showing up in unusual areas. So not just in San Francisco Bay, we see the same phenomenon in Puget Sound. Mm-hmm. It also occurred in around the ports of Los Angeles and Long Beach. There were almost a dozen gray whales that wandered into those waters, and often those whales coming into those waters are facing additional overlap with human activities, whether that be shipping activities or in some cases it's been fishing activities and, you know, crab gear and nets. So it does make them more vulnerable to other things. But we do think at the core of it is this prey issue and their body condition.
Not an easy time for gray whales on the Pacific Ocean. John Kalambokides, a biologist at the nonprofit Cascadia Research in Washington State. Thanks for your time. We appreciate it.